Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yod Dalet Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the second Mishnah, and this is the 10th Perek. Mazgulo Kos Rishon. Now we get to the Seder itself. They would pour the first cup of wine. Beit Shammai Amrim Varchal Yom V'Hakam Varchal Yayim. This is parallel to the Machlok that we saw in the beginning of the 8th Perek of Brachot. Beit Shammai says, first you say the Bracha Al Hayom, which ends with Kaddish Yisrael Vazmanim, and then Bari Per Gafen, Tomim Varchal Yayim V'Hakam Varchal Yayim, but he'll have the opposite order. Tan Rabbanan. First Shammai Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Basuda. This is the Tosefta in Brachot. Beit Shammai Amrim Varchal Yayim V'Hakam Varchal Yayim, and here's the reason. Hashayam Goyom Gorem Layayin Sheyavo. The reason we have wine at all is because of the day, so the day comes first. It already became Shabbat, or Chag in this case, and you didn't yet have the wine. They'd say the opposite order. The reason you're saying Kiddush is because you have wine. The Varacher, and Beit Hillel has another reason. Berchat Hayayin is a frequent bracha, but Kaddish Tovazmanim is not. Based on the rule in Zvachim Perek Yod, that which is more frequent comes first. We rule like Beit Hillel. Now, my the Varacher, why in this Tosefta did Beit Hillel have to bring a second reason? Because if you want to argue that perhaps Beit Shammai has two reasons, because look at their phrasing. First of all, because the day causes the wine, and also it already became the day, and you didn't have wine. And you think that Beit Hillel only has one reason. Beit Hillel also has a second reason. Why do you have to tell me in the Braita that we rule like Beit Hillel? We have the famous story in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Bat Kol came out and said, the answer is, maybe the Tosefta was composed before the Bat Kol. Perhaps even after in the famous story of Tanurosh Al-Achron, Babansiya Dafnun Tet, Rabbishua says, we do not listen to a voice from heaven, so he rejects what essentially is the conclusion of the Sugya in Eruvin, at least for its reasons, and therefore it would not be obvious that Allah has Beit Hillel, therefore it had to say it. Okay, the next Mishnah, Yivu Lefanav, after saying Kiddush, Yivu Lefanav, they would bring some vegetables in front of him, Metabel b'chazeret atchma gela paperet apat. So before you get to the meal itself, he would dip the vegetable in chazeret, some sort of maror. In other words, you'd be eating maror before the meal started, even though you would be eating maror again with the meal. Heviyulah from matzah b'chazeret b'charos v'nishnei tavshilin. Then they would bring matzah and some form of maror, charoset, and two cooked items. So this is clearly post-mikdash, this phrasing. We'll see. Even though there is no mitzvah to have charoset, Rabbi Tzadok Omer mitzvah. He disagrees, says there is a mitzvah. Perhaps the mitzvah is not to eat it, but to display it. In the mikdash, that's when they would bring the body of the Korban Pesach out. Now, Amar Yesh Lakish, Zot Omer mitzvot tzichot kavanah. He says we can conclude from here that mitzvot require kavanah, a very weighty sugya in many parts of Shas, in Rosh Hashanah and in Brachot. What's his proof? Kevan de lo bi'in chiyuv ademaru da'achile. After all, since you're eating those vegetables before the time of chiyuv maror, because you don't yet have the korban pesach in front of you, but boy pri ademahu da'achile, you're saying boy pri ademah, and that's it. And therefore, you're going to say asher kedushon mitzvotav etzivanu al achilat maror later on, even though you already ate maror. Alright, v'dilma lo ichav in the maror, hilkach boy the mihad de'alat pule v'shem maror. That's why you have to have maror later, l'shem maror, because maybe you didn't have intent for maror now. This is what we have as sort of as karpas, this first dip. Zagdav mitzvot lo baya kavanah. If you think mitzvot don't require kavanah, you can fulfill it if you've done it without intent. Lamalach trei tibuli. Why do I have to dip twice? V'atavil echad zimna, you already did it once. Is midamai who says dilma liyola mitzvot en tzrichot kavanah? Maybe there is no way to prove from here that mitzvot tzrichot kavanah. Kamar treti b'lamale, and you're wondering why we dip twice. Ki echad lehav behekere latinokot. The answer is we dip twice, like we do many other things that evening, to encourage the children to ask questions by doing things strange. So why mention chazeret in our Mishnah, which is maror? The answer is because I would have made the mistake of thinking that if I have some other kind of vegetable, like celery or parsley or potatoes, then I have to dip twice, because once is that, once is maror. If I had maror, then lo bai treti boli, maybe I wouldn't have to dip twice, and then I would conclude mitzvot ein tzrichot kavanah, Kamash Paman, the Filu Chazer Pain and Treti Buli Kechel Lehavebeg Heker Latinokot. That even if you have Maror at the beginning, you have to dip it and then dip it again with the meal in order to get the kids to ask questions. Vod Tanya. We also have a bright, says, Achlan Dma Yatsa. Achlan Belomit Kaven Yatsa. If you ate, these things, Maror, etc., as Dmai, Yatsa, and if you ate them without intent, Yatsa. Achlan Lachatzain Yatsa. As long if you ate them like a little bit now or a little bit later, Yatsav, actually, Shebin Achila Lachavatai, Tumit Achilat Pras. As long as you didn't have a break of more than Achilat Pras, however long that is, 2 minutes to 9 minutes, whatever the Shitot are. And so you see that you don't have to have intent. The answer is Tanai Hid Tan Yor Biosi Omer Alpha Bishatibel Bachazeret. Even though you had Chazeret at the beginning, it's a mitzvah to bring Chazeret out again. Maybe he holds mitzvot don't need kavanah. Once again, maybe he says you need Chazeret again, not because of tzrichot kavanah, but in order to encourage the kids to ask questions. So, in other words, Rabbi Yossi's position may not mean that mitzvot tzrichot kavanah, and that's why you have to have it out, because maybe the first time you have intent, maybe it's just to raise a question. But if that's the case, m'kein my mitzvah. Why does Rabbi Yossi say mitzvah lahavi? He said shiavi. So it must be that he holds that mitzvot tzrichot kavanah, and perhaps you didn't have proper intent at the first time. Now, Maishle Tav Shilin, when it says two cooked items, what does that mean? Ravuna, silka ve'aroza. It says beets and rice, as an example. So Rava Mahada Silka Varosa. Rava used to be careful to specifically have those two things. However, nothing in Pumida Ravuna. Since Ravuna used them as an example, he wanted to have those. What we can infer from Ravuna is that nobody is concerned with Yochum Menuri's opinion. We know Rabbi Yochum Menuri famously, Tanya Rabbi Yochum Menuri Omer, or is Min Daganu. He holds that rice and millet, by the way, are grains. And therefore, Chavinachum Mutzol Karet, if they become Chameit, or Chav Karet for eating them. Therefore, you couldn't have rice on your table. We totally reject that and say rice is 100% not Chameit. And therefore, you could even use it as a Tavshil. By the way, Rachun Rabbi Yochum Menuri, rice matzah would be good too. Chizki Amar Filu Dag Ubetza Shalav. You could even have fish and an egg on top of it as shnei tav shilin. Rav Yosef Mar Tzarich shnei minei basar. He disagrees, says you need to have two kinds of meat, because after all, it is in order to remember the korbanot. Echad zecher lePesach ve'achad zecher lChagigah. The two korbanot we would have that night. The Chagigah, of course, which is only if it's not on Shabbat. Even a bone and what's cooked with it. Okay. Pshita hechadika shayirakot, varecha shayirakot, berpriyadama, ve'ochel. We understand that if you're bringing out other vegetables at the beginning of the meal, you say berpriyadama on those and eat them. Varecha lechalat maror, ve'ochel. And later on, when you have maror, you say alachilat maror and eat that. Hechadika elachasa, but if you only have lettuce, might. You take a piece of lettuce towards the beginning, you say and eat it, and then later on in the meal you say and eat more of the same lettuce. You already had lettuce. You filled your stomach with it. Why would you make another bracha on it? He said, what you do is you take the lettuce at the beginning of the meal, and alachilat maror, and eat it. So alachilat chasa below bracha, and then later on you have it at the proper spot in the meal without a bracha. This is somewhat similar to what we do with the tkiot. Tosfot points out is that we blow the 30 kolot, which are not the main tkiot, and we make the bracha on them, and then later on we do the real main tkiot, which is the tkiot al-haseder ha-brachot, without a bracha. Okay, Besura Avdi Kerav Huna, Rav Sheshit Brei Rav Shua, Avid Kerav Chista. Alright, so we have machloka between Rav Huna and Rav Chista about whether you make the, if you only have lettuce, do you make alachilat maror at the beginning or at the end? So in Surah they did follow Rav Huna, which was to make the bracha alachilat maror the second time. Rav Sheshit Brei Rav Shua used to do like Rav Chista, which is to say the bracha, both brachot at the beginning. Brachot HaKavdei Rav Chista, that's how we rule. So this student would deliberately try to find other fruit, other vegetables, so that he would stay away from the machloket, and so that he could say bar pri adama simply, and then alchem maror later on. So I heard from them. Hachi amar hilal mishmei de gemora. meaning he had a tradition. Lo nicher, this is, by the way, not Hillel HaZaken, but rather Hillel HaBavli. Hillel HaSheni. Lo nichoch inish matzah moror b'hadi adari v'neichol. A person should not take matzah and moror and eat them together. Why? Mishum desvir lan matzah b'zman ezeh doraita. We hold, and we'll see more about this later, that matzah in our day is still a mitzvah doraita to eat. Moror d'rabbanan. Moror is only d'rabbanan without a korban Pesach. What happens? The maror will cancel out the matzah. We won't fulfill matzah because we're eating them together. So you have to eat them separately. Even according to the opinion that says mitzvot can't cancel each other out, and each one has its own independent existence. That's if they're both the same status. The rabbanan will cancel out the doraita. Now, who is the opinion who says mitzvot are not mevatel each other? That's Hillel he. Now, this is Hillel HaZaken. Famously, Hillel would take the Pesach matzah and maror and eat them together when the mikdash was mentioned. He said, al meant on top of. So therefore, if we say that the Hillel, the beginning of our sugya, is really Hillel Zaken, that means that he himself is saying that sans a korban, the maror should be eaten separately, because now it's drabban, it'll be canceling each other out. But it's a little more simple to say that the Hillel Mishmeda Gemara at the beginning of the sugya is the later Hillel, way after the korban, and therefore he's dealing with a situation where maror is clearly drabbanan, and says in that case we really cannot eat them together because it'll cancel it the other out. Hillel's colleagues back in around the turn of the millennium disagreed with him about matzah and maror, and they said even bizman hamikdash you have to eat them separately. I might think that we should do like Hillel. What does al mean? Even if they're separately, it means al means with, or at the same time, like alulata tamid. So what does afilu? Afilu means that it's even okay to eat them separately, implying that it's better to eat them together. This is what he taught. I might think you're not yotze unless you eat them together. And just like Hillel did, you could eat them separately. But now that we have not ruled like Hillel or like Rabbanan, what do we do? You first make the bracha lachilat matzah, eat some matzah. Then you make that bracha and eat maror. And then you take some matzah and lettuce together and eat them together without a bracha, zechel mikdash kelel, in order to remember the way Hillel used to do it also. Anything that we typically dip in water or liquids to eat, like a vegetable, you have to wash for. This is the rechatz that we have in our Seder. Papa Shma Minah, what do you learn from there? Hai chasa tzarich l'shakuei b'charoset. That you have to take the lettuce of the maror and dip it in charoset, shum kafa, to get the sting out. If you don't think you have to dip it in, thought yadayim lamali, what will be the point of washing? Halo naga. After all, you're not touching. Maybe you don't have to dip it in charoset. V'kafa meirecha mait. And the sting will be killed by itself, and nothing acerbic in there, nothing poisonous. A lot of them tell you, Dime, what's the point of washing? Dilma meshakule, because maybe they'll dip it for you, so you have to wash. But maybe you don't have to dip it. Papa, lo nishi in shimora v'charoset. Don't put the maro sitting in the charoset for too long. While it's sitting in there, it might kill the bitterness totally. And tam maro v'leiko, you need to have some bitter taste. She took this man aside and taught, they should say publicly, even though you dipped your hands for the first, you washed your hands for the first dipping, you have to wash for the second dipping too. So the students repeated to Rapapa, this was taught as a separate statement, not about the Seder. You think it's about here? What's the point of washing twice? You already washed, and you knew we were going to eat again. My Papa Adrabi says, Hachidmar says, this was actually taught about the Seder. I'm like, well, you think it was taught about a general statement. What would be the point of dipping twice? We don't dip twice at a normal meal. It's one of the questions, after all. Halamai ha'cha yitmar. Tat yadayim trezim din lamali. So why wash twice at the Seder? Mashta yadei chadazim, you washed already one. Makeva nabai lamem agad tav halila. Masuchi ascha nadata v'naga. The answer is you dip once, and then you're going to be saying the Haggadah and part of Hallel, and perhaps you'll forget, and your hands will go somewhere, and therefore you have to wash them again before the meal. Okay, Amarava. Bala matzah yatzah. If you swallowed matzah, meaning without chewing it, you're yotze, but bala maror lo yatzah. But maror, you're not yotze because you have to taste the bitterness. Bala matzah maror, if you swallow them together, yadim matzah yatzah, yadim maror lo yatzah. You're yotze matzah, but not maror. Krachan b'siv uvlan. Let's say you wrapped them up in like some moss and swallowed them. Avinei matzah nam lo yatzah. You didn't even fulfill the mitzvah of matzah because you didn't even have matzah touching any part of your gullet. Ravshim bar Ashi, matzah lifnei kol achad v'achad, mor lifnei kol achad v'achad, uchos lifnei kol achad v'achad, v'kudan shulchan lifnei mishomer haggadah. Every person has matzah, mor, and charoset in front of them, but we only pick the table up and move the food around in the middle of the Seder in front of the person who's reading the Haggadah. Rav Huna omer, kulu nami lifnei mishomer haggadah. He said, no, there's only matzah, mor, and charoset in front of the guy who's leading him. Hilchat Rav Huna, that's how we rule. So lamo krein tashulchan, why do we pick up the table, meaning the tray with the food, and put it down and bring it back? So the kids would see it and they'd ask questions. Abayi was sitting in front of his guardian and his teacher and his uncle, Rabba. He saw that they were picking the food up from in front of him at the beginning of the meal. We haven't even started eating and they're taking the food away. Now you don't have to say manishtana because you asked a real question because you were really curious. Now let's go to the answer. Okay, Amar Shmuel, very famous drasha, lechem ha'oni. The Torah calls matzah lechem ha'oni. Lechem sha'onim alav dvarim. It's the bread over response. It's a play on the word oni. Tanya mihachi, lechem oni lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe. It's the conversation piece, if you will. Tavarachia lechem oni aniktiv. It's written as like if you read it without having the vowels, you'd read lechem ani, the bread of a poor man. Manish darkovet prusa, just like a poor man has only a slice of bread. Avkan prusa, here you also have a slice, and therefore you don't have a full matzah, and therefore we break one of the matzot. Rachamada koshlani, humasik vishto ofa, just like a poor man has to light his own fire and his wife has to bake. Kanami humasik vishto ofa, same thing here. Okay. Avishen charoset mitzvah. The end of the Mishnah said that there is no mitzvah of charoset, but we bring it out. Rav Elazar ben Tzadok said there is. V'lo mitzvah mishum might delay. So why do we bring it out if there's no mitzvah? Riyam mishum kafa. He said it's to kill the bad taste of the mara, to dip it in. Rasi kafa de chasa chama. Kafa de chama karte. Kafa de karte chamime. Kafa de kulu chamime. Said all different sort of things that kill the poison in certain foods, you know, the leeks or hot water, etc. Hachyachin emahacha. Kafa kafa de chirnalach v'lishav matayich l'tamne kalateich. And this is some sort of an incantation to keep poison away. I remember your 7 daughters and your 8 daughters-in-law owe you poison. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok omer mitzvah. In the Mishnah, he said it is a mitzvah. My mitzvah. What's that? Rabbi Levi omer zecher l'tapuach. To remember the tapuach. And I brought the quote of the Midrash on the page that the women used to come under the apple tree and seduce their husbands and have them have children with them, even though the husbands were reticent because of the children being killed. The women had belief, had faith, and it's because of them that we were saved. Rabbi Yochanan Mark is Echel Atit. It's supposed to remind us of the mortar that they worked with. Rabbi Yochanan Tzarech L'Kahuye Tzarech L'Samuche. Therefore, you have to color it, but you also have to make it thick. Kahuye is Echel Atapuach, is Echel Tzarech L'Samuche, is Echel Atit. Remember both things. Tanakot Rabbi Yochanan Tavlin is Echel Ateven. So Rabbi Yochanan is supported here. Where he says that it's zecher latit, because it says the spices remind us of the straw, charoset zecher latit. And the charoset is a commemoration of the mortar. Amar Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, kach hayu omrim tagarei charach b'Yerushalayim, potu lachem tavlin l'mitzvah. He said the salesman in Yerushalayim used to come and say, come and take spices that we put into the charoset, as a mitzvah, and the idea was that this is there to remind us of the tevin, of the straw that they used to have to use to make the cement to build. Okay, I'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with the next Mishnah, which introduces us to the famous questions and the core of the Haggadah. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.